B-Pod Studios.
More of Toucher and Rich.
Guff is never what you think it is.
On Boston's home for sports.
Some people just love to speak in emoji there, Fred.
98.5, Sports Hub.
Homework. Oh, this one. Absolutely crushed to center. No. Back to the track. And off the top of the wall. Gone. Pardon me. That one hit the wall and bounced out. Home run. Sujit, yeah.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub. No!
It's the Bagel Wars.
Did that count?
Yep.
With Joey Bag of Money.
And the other.
Okay. Get help today.
And Fist of Cash in the Chest.
Oh!
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich, the Bankroll Boys with the Z.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
More of Toucher and Rich.
Guff is never what you think it is.
On Boston's home for sports.
Some people just love to speak in emoji there, Fred.
98.5, Sports Hub.
Homework. Oh, this one. Absolutely crushed to center. No. Back to the track. And off the top of the wall. Gone. Pardon me. That one hit the wall and bounced out. Home run. Sujit, yeah.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub. No!
It's the Bagel Wars.
Did that count?
Yep.
With Joey Bag of Money.
And the other.
Okay. Get help today.
And Fist of Cash in the Chest.
Oh!
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich, the Bankroll Boys with the Z. Are brought to you by DraftKings. Download the DraftKings app now. Enter code SPORTSHUB during sign-up to try DraftKings for free. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Mr. Lifshatz, Mr. Murray, hello.
What's going on, guys?
How morning, guys.
That, by the way, was the sound of the Rakuten Monkeys and the Taiwan baseball team walk-off home run, something I'm sure you could have bet on, but what made it even more creepy is that's the game that had the robot fans in the sand, and after the walk-off home run, there was just a shot of all these creepy robots with their hands in the air, and I just never want to live again. It looked like something from a dystopian movie in the future where everybody's kept in cages, just a nightmarish type of things that the people of Taiwan are getting.
Did they
right
show
now.
Anything, I don't know, around the foot level?
Like robot feet? Okay, all right.
Perhaps when the season's over, they could swing one my way?
Robot foot-obsessed DA is something I did not expect that I would hear this morning.
Well, Johnny Five, I don't think he had feet, right? He had like a ramp for...
It was like a track, right?
Yeah. Yes, he had a track. It was no good. Hey, it does not compute. Put foot in mouth.
All right. So you're more of a C-3PO than an R2-D2 guy. You know, you want like a golden foot and not like a wheel.
Yes, yes. Okay. Ooh, Luke, we're in trouble. Please kiss my feet. Okay. All right. So, Bankroll Boys, if I'm reading this correctly, the odds makers are not very bullish on the season's NFL or college football starting on time. Am I reading that correctly?
Yeah, we've been discussing for a while now. The college football, I think they're definitely going to push back. It's something myself and Dan have talked about on the show. But there's betting odds on when this will begin, when it will start, and it looks like after September 4th, they think that there might be a college football season, which may dip into. I don't know what the fall into the winter season. So
basically, the bet is will it start on time or not? And right now, not start on time is got the odds on favor, correct?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know the actual odds that he sent you, but I mean, I personally would make it the favorite at this point. I mean, the college football season with having to get all the schools reopened on time and kind of get everything taken care of because you can't give special privilege to these kids I think it's going to be a mess to try and start the college football season on time. I mean, I'm hoping that they're able to start sometime during, you know, honestly, October, November. But I think even that might be asking a lot, to be perfectly honest with you. I really don't know what they're going to do in terms of that. I do think that the NFL has a good chance to start on time with or without fans. I would not be surprised if there are certain sections of certain stadiums that do allow fans, like, you know, luxury boxes and that type of stuff that allow certain fan experiences. But I'm not really sure what to expect, you know, at least for college in terms of that. I don't think.
I think college fans will start late because they have to. There's recruiting. They have these camps. There's a lot going on right now with people trying to place themselves for schools in general, just around the country. So I think that's a huge issue for college football at the moment. The NFL, though, I think they want to start on time. The odds for that are after September 13th at minus 165. So to start on time, right now you can bet that to start on time at plus money, at plus 125.
See, I love the college football's plan to start at the end of February. I think that to me is everything. I mean, after the NFL's done, you've got real football. It's kind of what the XFL wanted to do, except yeah. You have teams that you care about with coaches and programs that you know. So, I mean, and also that just seems like if the safer alternative for these schools. So, and we keep mentioning it, maybe the vaccine will be out by then as well. So they hopefully won't lose a lot of money.
Yeah, just don't forget about like March Madness and things like that. Some of these kids play dual sports. I just think it could get a little dicey there.
That's kind of why I think you, if you want to have a college football season, you really got to start it by like late October, early November.
See, but then you're risking not having anyone in the stands, and you know how much money obviously college football brings in. If you do it in February, more than likely you'll be able to have full stands, and think of all the cash that you're going to not be able to make if you start it too early. You know what I mean? So
I think
it's fine. And you can't go, and if you cancel classes for the beginning of the fall semester, it's essentially going to be for the whole semester. So you can't bring back students in the middle of a semester. They're not going to do that. If they're going to go ahead and start it, they're going to say, here's how it's going to be. That way they have an entire summer to plan for it.
Yeah.
And so I just think that it's all or nothing. It either starts at the beginning of September, or they end up doing the whole thing in the spring, or they just cancel it altogether. It's not going to be a mid-fall type situation because the academic school year just doesn't account for that. You can't start bringing people back in the middle of a semester.
Why are they so... Like, why are they so much thinking that it's such bad English? Why are they thinking that it can't start in the fall, that the school can't start in the fall?
Because they don't want to take that risk of spreading the virus, especially amongst kids. Like, they don't want to do that. And you have to think about it too, Fred. Even if, let's say, 75% of the schools bring kids back, that's 25% of the schools who can't play college football. So you can't have a season until everyone universally comes back, and they think that more than likely that would be in the spring and not in the fall.
Right,
and
but the problem with the spring is that you're going to end up going in from one season right into another. It's dangerous, and you can't do that because these kids can't play that long. So ultimately, I don't think that that's going to work, and I think that would not be a great idea.
I mean, you can move things around. Like, you can, if they play in the spring and you're done at the beginning of June, or the end of May, I think is what they're saying the bowl season would be, then if you have to move back next year's college season by a month, you could do that. Yep. Like, that's something you can do. You can adjust and move things around.
But then you're playing into February, which is exactly what college football doesn't want to do. And they've stated...
It's all weird, but I mean, the bottom line is the money. Which one is going to make... Because think about how the schools are thinking. What makes you lose the least amount of money, and that is somehow still being able to salvage full stadiums this season, and that's the best plan right now. So
as long as we get the games to bet on, I'm in.
well, you've got something this Friday night, tomorrow night. Well, no, real quick, before we get to that, because tonight there's something too. The conclusion of course, one of the greatest televised sporting events ever, NBA Horse. You told us, Dan, that the winners and everything had been leaked. When you watched Sunday night, if you watched any of Sunday night like I did, almost every single minute of it.
I watched the whole thing, unfortunately.
Was the thing that you were leaked, was it dead on? Did you know the winners, and did it completely spoil the amazing viewing experience of NBA Horse?
The winners were all leaked. The winners are all leaked for tonight, and And
don't say.
I'm not going
don't
to
say.
I'm not going
don't,
to say.
Don't, please don't.
I am not going to say.
Don't spoil it.
I will
don't,
not. I
no
know,
spoilers.
It's such an incredible event. I could never possibly do that to
it's
you,
like
Fred.
The Avengers. You can't do it. Nick would just go crazy. You can't. You
that's,
cannot
that's
spoil
right.
the end of NBA Horse.
That's correct. Right. Yeah, no. I mean, honestly, it was one of the worst events I've ever had to watch. And
spoil the end of NBA Horse.
Regardless of watching it or not, it was absolute garbage.
Who wins? Who wins?
Do you really want me to spoil it?
Yeah, no one's watching it. Who wins?
I don't know the exact winner yet. I'm supposed to get that today, but I do know the two finalists if you want that.
Who are the finalists?
It's Conley and Levine.
Ah!
Way to go, Rich.
Dude.
Talk about a backlash from the listening audience.
The hate mail we're going to get.
They're going to boycott everything now.
Yeah. It's going to be a big thing. I you couldn't pay me to watch that. Literally, you couldn't pay me
I mean,
watch
really,
it.
Guys, I'd rather eat Saugus wings and see how many Saugus wings I could eat in under 5 minutes than watch yeah, that. Right. That was terrible.
Yeah. All right, let's get to that. All right, so there's this big eating contest. And now it's broken down by rounds. So if you have, so there's a lot of action you can get on this eating contest.
Mm. So this is tomorrow night. It's like the professional eating championship. It's on.
Which I would watch.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I would watch this, too.
This I would watch 100 times more than the horse.
Well, I mean, I every 4th of July, it's appointment television watching the Nathan's eating. And if you've ever been to one of these things in person, I happen to be at the 2005 Crystal Burger Eating Championship. And crystals Jesus. Are like White Castles, little small things. And, of course, Joey Chestnut killed everyone at the Texas State Fair, just That's annihilated fair. Everyone. So count me in Friday night. What do you got on the – I got to think Chestnut's still the favorite.
Oh, Joey Chestnut. Jaws is definitely the favorite. Matt Stoney has come along, though. Listen, I know this is funny, but Matt Stoney has won some competitive eating contests. I think he might have beat Chestnut 1 year when it came to the hot dog eating contest. They're the two favorites. They're like the Manning and Brady. You know, they're like the one and two of eaters. And I believe it's, what's her name? Mickey Sudo is the women's champion. So they're not breaking this up by gender. They're all in one pot going at it. And the thing that they have to eat.
Very controversial, by the way.
Very. And the one thing that they have to eat is bologna. Bologna sucks.
Two pounds of bologna.
It's all wet. And like, it's like one of those things, like if it's on a sandwich, like if you get like a sub and it has bologna on it, it's like you don't want to look at it too much. Because it's all like it just it looks like it's going to destroy the sandwich, but it looks like it's all wet. Yeah, the bologna part is disgusting to me, which is precisely why they're doing it. They're going to be able to eat that. What do you think? In 30 seconds, 20 seconds?
Okay, so you said 2 pounds of bologna, is that right?
2 pounds of bologna.
Yes, that's a qualifying round.
Yeah. Okay, so you guys have right here, what is the over-under for the fastest time to complete 2 pounds of bologna?
I believe, as far as I remember, I believe it was 69 seconds.
Yow!
They're just doing that to get us all ribald.
Under.
Nice. But I mean,
yeah, it's the under for sure.
Yeah, I agree. And by the way, Adam Jones thinks he can eat 2 pounds of bologna in a sitting, which I think is
no, you
insane.
Can't.
No one can. Everyone looks at food challenges and thinks they can do it. No, now the hot ones,
is something that you could eat. It would just take a while. Like you could eat 2 pounds of bologna. That's doable in 69 seconds. No, of course not. But you could eat 2 pounds of bologna.
I don't know. Like that's pretty.
That's a lot of bologna.
That McDonald's
man.
Challenge that like Jay King guys did. Like I don't have to tell you guys, but I can do that. Like I don't need to show you that I can do it. I know I can. Like and Fred, I heard you break this down. You had a really good play by play on this. You have to eat it fast. And you gotta like put fries like inside the burger as well. Like you gotta go fast so your brain doesn't know that it's like it's filling up. You know what I mean?
When they do man versus food, that's the big secret. Is that you gotta? You're right. It is your brain that you gotta shove it all in. Like what was the time that you had to do the challenge in? Like how much time did you have?
Was it 10 minutes?
I don't know. It was something ridiculous.
Might have been 10
an hour. 20
was
minutes,
it okay?
Whatever.
No. It was like a half an
okay,
hour.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you would want to get that done in 15 minutes.
Yep.
Like you can't sit there and like let it digest. You got to just shove it in your mouth. So yeah, you can't be like tasting it and Jay King was like eating fries like individually, like in the beginning. It was very frustrating.
And then it was awkward with Grandy having to sit there and just watch him. Like,
yeah.
It's one of those things where Grandy's probably, oh, it sounds like a great idea. I'll do play-by-play. And maybe like a minute into it, he's like, ooh, this was a bad move.
Well, if you don't know what we're talking about, Jay King is a writer and he...
The Athletic, yeah.
For The Athletic. And he did this that challenge. Everyone knows the McDonald's challenge. And there was absolutely no sense of urgency on his part. Like, he was just like eating fries. And, like, you know, like Murray was saying, I'm like, what are you doing? You got to jam that crap in your mouth. Mm-hmm. You're not going to be able to take that. And he's throwing up.
So there,
way, there's over and under on any, will anyone vomit. What's the favorite?
So no is minus 1,600.
Yeah, that's... there's no way someone vomits. These guys are pros.
Oh, hang on. It depends on what is considered vomiting, because I've seen people gag and what's in their mouth like fly out onto their thing. Now, is that a vomit?
No. I don't know. We need a judge.
It's got to come from your stomach. It can't come from your mouth. It's got to come from your stomach.
So real quick, guys. So the opening round is bologna, and the next round is the cup of noodle soup.
I thought that was the finals.
The final round. I don't. What's the middle round then? I don't know.
Middle round, quarterfinals, a family pack of Oreos and half a gallon of milk, and then my personal favorite, 10 pounds of baked beans.
Holy crap, 10 pounds of baked beans, a lot.
Yes.
Dude, a half a gallon of milk and a family pack of Oreos is more than you think.
A half a gallon of milk and then having to eat more. No,
you couldn't.
Yeah, dude, the Oreos would be soft. Done.
You can't do... people can't do a full gallon of milk in like an hour. You think you're going to do a half a gallon of milk and all the cookies and like...
It sounds like it's something that's a little bit easier than...
I would pay to watch you do that, and I would bet against you. Huh? No offense. I'm a big dude too. I can't do that.
Well, Lifshitz, this is kind of right up your alley, because this is live, right?
Yes.
There's going to be no leaking. This is all done live.
Dan just asked me if it was taped or not. I believe it's live because I have not heard anything about it being taped, so I have to assume it would be live.
No, this is going to be live.
I'll talk to Dan O'Brien, but I might be able to. Well, I was offered one of those guys as a guest this week. I'd really love to know, like, what their regular eating habits are. Like, how do they practice this stuff?
Oh, I know how they prepare, is that they chug, like, tons of water the night before and the day of the contest to expand their stomachs. Oh. I know all about this stuff, baby. I'm fascinated by it.
The baked beans, though, that's tough. 10 pounds of that? Oh, my God.
The baked beans, to me, is the only one that would be appetizing at all. 10 pounds of baked beans, I mean, there's no way I could do it. But, I mean, it's hard to drink all that milk. I mean, it screws whatever the hell is in milk. That screws with your stomach.
I've got an over-under for you guys. Do you think that Friday night's, tomorrow night's stream will get more viewers than NBA Horse Round 1? So they on ESPN, they got 686,000 viewers, okay? Do you think that the competitive eating challenge Friday night is going to get more streams than that?
Yes.
See, I think so too.
Yes.
I don't think that's a very high number. Or more people, like, you know, like
more people watching.
No.
Well,
no
one was on a holiday, so does that increase or hurt the views?
It increases. You would think that Easter, I mean, if more people are home, they're with family, they want TV. It's like why they put football games on Thanksgiving. It's definitely more viewers. It should have been, but it wasn't. So
over under, Dan, what do we got?
If you said it's streaming, right? It's not on television.
Yeah,
I'd say under.
Find it.
I'd say under.
I'll probably go under too.
Yeah, you unfortunately, gotta find it. And honestly, people are so lazy. But I mean, I'll be watching. But most people will be under. I agree.
All right. Well, there you go. The Bankroll Boys, the 98, the over under 98.
Yeah, we're on at 7 a.m. this week, right here on the Sports Hub.
They are continuing to give you ways to gamble and to. They uncover all the ways that you can gamble in this crazy world.
And next week, Fred, the draft. Tons of draft odds for next week. So
I'm looking forward to that. All right. We will be back with one of our favorite moments from the show in just a matter of moments.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Who is Milo's favorite player?
Tree Rollins.
Boston sports fans start their day with Tucker and Rich.
Oh, Fred, much.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're Tucker and Rich. And Rich, while we are quarantined with the coronavirus situation, occasionally we are reliving some of our favorite moments from 14 years of the Tucker and Rich show. And Rich, what do we have for the people today?
Oh, well, we've got a moment of a secret club that we were made privy to. There was a 60-minute special on a group of gentlemen that had a very strange fascination with something. Let's go to the tape.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We are Tucker and Rich. Rich, what do we have going right now?
I'm here to help you, Fred. I don't want you to be one of those guys that doesn't have a hobby or doesn't have something to do. The other day on the air, you were trying to figure out whether or not you wanted to become a golfer, or you said, you know, what do you do in your off time? And have you figured out something that's going to fill that void?
No.
Nothing yet? Your time away from the family that you can kind of relax and just be a guy and be yourself.
Some people are saying, oh, you know, da da da. But a man, as I read in the Rod Stewart biography, a man needs a hobby.
Okay.
You need a hobby.
Or a love, a passion or something.
Yes, something that you're passionate about that you can do in your free time and actually enjoy, something that's almost zen-like, that you know you throw yourself in and all other thoughts melt away.
Maybe some sort of group of people who think the same as you that you can hang out with, bond with, have your special time like during the week just to get away and just be guys. Well, you know what? I found, I think, a special group for you, Fred.
Oh, thank you for thinking of
me. I saw them featured on CBS this morning. And I would like you to meet these gentlemen. And I think that if you would like me to, I can probably get the contact info and get you close to these guys, and maybe you could become a member. I don't know. They seem fairly exclusive, though, so I don't know. Don't jump to conclusions. I know you're going to hear these guys and go,
and
I want to be a part
into
of it.
I'm sure there's a righteous hazing process and things like that.
There could be. There could be. But I did find this group, and it immediately stood out as this is something Fred could get into.
All right, everybody, we're going to go down and do laundry now.
These guys.
Bring your dirties.
Okay.
Load me up. There we go.
Bring your dirties. That sounds like a crew I want to be in. Bring your dirties. You know what I'm saying? And everyone pulls out like their Gent magazine.
All right, everybody. We're going to go down and do laundry now.
These guys.
Bring your dirties.
Okay.
Load me up. There we go.
They love laundry.
Which way to the machines?
They can't wait to wash.
Oh, my gosh. What's best for permanent press, John?
Oh, wow. You want to do this one, Mark?
Yeah.
You want to
yeah.
Go for it. Get your laundry.
They're members of the Washing Machine Collectors Club.
So exciting. It's like Christmas morning.
Now, they collect vintage washing machines?
It's not just vintage. It's just washing machines.
They just like washing machines?
They get very excited about washing clothes together.
They fetishize washing machines?
If you want to take it to that extreme,
seems like they're maybe more interested in each other's used clothing than they are in the actual washing of them. Like, it seems to me like the scent and texture of the soiled clothing is much more of a invitation than is the washing.
Hey! Guys, what are you doing? You're cleaning perfectly good clothes!
Paul Stanley.
Now if you wash them, I'm going to have to put them back in the hamper and stir it up to get the scent going again.
You'd be perfect since you're hiding in the hamper of the LA Kids football team.
But why would I wash them? They ain't no good clean.
All right. We'll see you in a minute. Back in the hamper, Paul Stanley.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Let's figure out what these guys are up to.
This is a Dual-O-Matic. It's a washer dryer. It's a Philco Bendix.
John Charles was a founder of the group back in 1984.
So how many members at that point? We had about six, I think. Here we are, Paul. Man. You get to pick a machine now.
Oh, my gosh.
Members gather regularly.
We should put some more dirty clothes in here.
Yeah, this is all about dudes' underwear.
This is all about just being close to the scent.
This is all about, like, not accepting your real feelings. You know,
right. This is like being able to handle.
This is
handle
one
other
giant beard.
Undergarments.
Just one giant beard. Yeah. Notice how there's no room there. Like they're all like next to each other.
They're all very excited with baskets of laundry.
Yeah, and they're touching each other's laundry. Yep, that's the way it goes. That's exactly what this is. It's just an I don't even know why they bother washing them. They should just
wear them. No, just get covered in them. Like they'll have just like parties where someone will lie on the couch and they'll just dump them on.
You know, the Eyes Wide Shut. They should instead of wearing masks, they should just wear each other's underwear in kind of a Russian roulette situation. Frank, these are yours. I know that smell anywhere. You got that musk to you. There you go. That's what I like.
Which way to the machines?
Let's take the furthest route possible. It seems our laundry's been mixed together. Oh, my.
He's DA all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I have many things I'm interested in.
For what are called wash-ins, like this one at John's house near Boston.
That's like shaving cream now.
Yeah. Anybody need a shave?
Anyone need a shave?
The evil cackle.
But my face is already... Oh, I get it. I understand now what you want to shave. Because I just shaved this... No.
It just is 3 days of crazy washing round the clock. I mean, if 4 a.m, you got to say, okay, guys... It's time to quit.
I waited my whole life for this.
15 of the faithful brought their dirty laundry from as far away as Canada and Nebraska.
I love the sound this one makes.
Come on.
Play with the 22 working machines in John's basement.
That's rinsing action for you. There's that burping action. This is my pride and joy.
But this combo is...
That's not even a washing machine.
This is my pride and joy.
But this combo is a favorite.
Wow, that's the
pounder.
Exactly.
Who needs the clothes? Just right. Skip the middleman.
Let's make them real dirty.
Who's putting out the fire?
There we go.
Look at that.
That's pretty, isn't it?
John's other treasure is the 1938 Bendix.
It's the first time I've actually seen one of these run. This is like a lifetime moment.
Which always draws a crowd. They like to watch. And watch.
Come and look.
And watch.
Everybody has their most favorite part of the cycle, and everybody's different.
What's yours?
I like the drama of spin.
Between loads, these avid laundrymen chat, debate, and compare collections.
And how many machines do you have?
Oh, near 200.
Paul from Canada collects but one color.
Turquoise is my color. That's my handle on the club. Turquoise dude.
Very inventive.
I took on, dude! Get the hell away from me!
Paul Stanley, get back in the hamper!
I don't let this come!
Why not?
Soiled clothes!
So you want them to remain soiled?
Yeah!
Okay, well,
ain't no fun hiding a bunch of clean clothes!
So what happens when they try to clean the clothes that you're hiding in?
I'm like Fred Flintstone! I start moving my feet and getting out of there.
The basket just grows feet at the bottom. It's like the Flintstones car.
Yeah, exactly. And then one of the big fellas sits on it. We tip over.
Anybody need a shave?
What draws seemingly normal people to collect big old appliances and do their laundry in other people's basements?
I have a good friend who's a child psychologist, and she's sort of been studying this sort of passively.
Does she think it's a syndrome of some kind, something that can be treated?
Oh, boy.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
It's a murderous...
We all know it can't.
Which way to the machines?
Wow, that's the pounder.
That's the pounder, exactly.
That's his nickname. The guy with the mask on, that's the pounder.
Yes. Can be treated.
We all know it can't.
Not to worry.
Paul?
Yes.
Bill's got coffee on his shirt.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well,
thank you.
That will have to be removed right away.
Goodness gracious. Oh, shirt's off.
That can't be.
Someone said the washing machine club is made up of guys whose day jobs are in team locker rooms.
Yeah. But listen, that's the thing.
I can get you hooked up with these guys if you want to.
I don't know if that would be my passion, but I have to. Turquoise Dude seems to have the... I don't know if I have the financial means in order to do that.
I like the drama of spin.
No, you don't.
Oh.
I notice there's no laundry in any of these machines.
Which way to the machines?
Coming in from Nebraska.
Canada as well, all over the place.
I gotta tell you, it would be nice to have that kind of passion.
The games are only half of it. Thatcher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
There's a disagreement here in studio.
How unusual.
I'll tell you what, it's what makes us different that makes us great.
98.5, The Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. Yesterday, my wife took my children to Chick-fil-A, and it was a drive-thru. And she said that it was lined up like 25 cars deep. So she bought $70 worth of Chick-fil-A, which isn't as much as you think.
Well, it's funny you mention that because, we've been eating just grocery, like food from the grocery store. And I try not to buy more than like once every 2 weeks and just load up. And this place around here, it's like, as I said, it's this smaller grocery store is doing this thing where if you order it, they'll bring it out to your car and you have to get an appointment for a time and they look for your car and they bring it up there. As I was about to press buy, I looked at how much I was spending on groceries. Like, you know, we're not spending money on anything else. Nobody's driving anywhere. Nobody's, you know, buying clothes because you just don't need to dress for anything. But the grocery bills have been insane. I almost pressed like buy, and I looked at it. It was over $700 for groceries. Wow. But then I broke it down, and I'm like, hang on. So that's going to last me 2 weeks. And then I was like, all right, well, that's $50 a day for a family of four. I guess it doesn't suck, but still, it's just the fact that I'm sitting there about to click on it and I see a bill for $700. I'm like, oh my God. I mean, I don't think I've ever bought that much mini groceries before in my life.
That's gouging, baby.
Well,
that's price gouging.
It's more me just like buying a ton so I don't have to go back. Like, I just don't want to have to go back to the store for any reason, even though I'm not going in, which is nice. Because going in right now, I mean, that's just... in a lot of stores, and people are finally figuring it out. But I mean, you know, the last time I went, no one is, everyone's getting close to you, and like, you know, they've, and everyone's on edge, and just hearing like a cough from across the other side of the store just freaks you out, is extremely unpleasant. So I just try to get it all done at once.
You know how, like, there's something bad's happening and your brain tells you not to laugh?
Yeah.
And then you can't, and you almost, like, can't stop laughing. Like, you got it. Like, it's impossible to hold it in.
It's your body reacting to get too disturbed. So get something funny in your head to combat this awful thing that's about to enter your mind.
Yeah. So when I went to the pharmacy yesterday, to everyone to pick up prescriptions, like, all my body wanted to do was cough. Like, immediately, like, I was just like, cough. No. I didn't want to cough. It would be like if you saw something, like, in Austin Powers, like, moly mole,
right,
when he's
right.
not supposed to say it. It was like, cough, Fred, cough. Don't cough. That was all that was going through my head.
But there was no one in there.
There's no one out around here. Like, when I go into places, they're not even busy anymore. So, and then they have the like, tape on the floor. So, that tells you the 6 feet of distance, the tape.
Oh, yeah.
It's a can't-miss proposition, the 6 feet of tape. But when you walk down the street now, if you go to if you're the one who goes to avoid the person, there's like a nod, and they're like, "Yeah, thanks."
Yeah,
like that's if you're the one who goes, so now there's a social construct that you almost get hit by a car. But there's this thing where if you're the one who makes the move, and then there's kind of like a rule, if you're super old, then I'll move. But I was with my wife, my dog, and my daughter. If you are a couple under the age of 80, you're making the move. You're making the move. If you got a dog and a little girl, that's on you.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, you're going to the other way. If you're 80, I'll give you a break. If you're 80, I'll give you a break. But if you're 80, you're generally in a hazmat suit. So it probably wouldn't matter if I was standing right on you.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's trails here that are part, like, walking trails, part bike trails. And I'll be on my bike, and I found that this is so stupid. The one thing that makes me irrationally angry is when people roll, like, 3 wide. And they take up, like, the whole, like, sidewalk. And I'm like, all right, you don't have to get off the sidewalk. Just, you know, if somebody else is coming and it's not a very long trail, just kind of just, you know, turn into a snake for a second and then go back 3 wide.
You got to turn into a snake.
Well, people do not do that.
You have to turn into a snake.
I know.
That's the big thing. You got to let the guy by. But you would think $70 worth of Chick-fil-A. Can you imagine $70 worth of Taco Bell?
Oh, like, dude. That's buying everything on the menu twice.
Yes. I mean, you would come home with, like, 3 shopping bags full of Taco Bell.
Oh, yeah.
What does Chick-fil-A look like for $70?
It's like I can take a picture of the bag. It's like sort of a big bag. Like, it's not. Chick-fil-A is expensive, I guess.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A sandwich is about like $4 now. So,
well, I mean, I don't know about that. It's probably more than that. $70, dude. Like, it's not that much food. So, 70 said it was $70. And listen, if you're going to Dedham from here, and you're going to sit in line for that long, you're not just going to get lunch.
Right, I mean, you're going to dinner. And, yeah.
Oh yeah, you're going to hoard. You're going to start hoarding.
Sure.
Yeah, you can't. And then there's something magical. See, that's why there's a Taco Bell right there. And since we're in this situation right now, and you know, there's little pleasures. First of all, this isn't all that much different than my regular life, except for the kids are home. If they just opened school, I wouldn't mind. If there was school, it would be the greatest thing ever. I mean, I would just be like, wow, it was broadcast from my house. Like, I don't have to do anything. It would be fantastic. All I ask is they open schools. But since they don't, and here we are, going to Taco Bell and just going, make it rain, and just going, I'm spending $100.
I know, it'd be awesome.
just like, here we go. Because imagine if you like got to the drive-thru and you were just like, like you said, you know, I haven't been buying much. I haven't been doing anything. And you just start experimenting. Like, I'm gonna spend $100 at Taco Bell.
Yeah.
I wonder if my car could fit in my car.
Right. Like how do those keep? Because it's very rare that I have leftovers at Taco Bell.
So they keep. You think those things are going bad? All the all natural ingredients, Rich. You lose the subtleties of the cheese. Oh no! You put that thing in the refrigerator. You eat that in 3 years. You're all right.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. If you had to rank, like, which fast food items keep the best? Well, first of all, Subway's easy because it's a sandwich.
But it gets wet.
But I don't mind that. Like, I mean, a wet sandwich is almost better.
Yeah, but it depends what you get. Like, if you get a chicken sandwich, that's no good.
Oh, no. But if it's cold cuts, yes. Arby's.
If it's what did you say?
Cold cuts for
how can it keep? Why would you keep it? You just put it in the place where your mouth is.
I don't know. Cold
put in that hole you're talking through.
Yes, I understand that.
A Subway? What are you eating them on the ground? Yeah. I'll tell you something. Subway is okay. But if you want to have something that makes your day, you want a Dagwood sandwich. You want a Dagwood stacked high. All right, so anyway.
Cold cuts obsessed. Thank you.
But now, what would keep the best is well, McDonald's isn't keeping.
The fries do not keep well.
Any hamburger is not going to keep. You're not going to be able to cook that.
Arby's might be the best. That might be the best.
Well, if fried chicken is the best, if you count that as fast food, fried chicken is better the next day. But if you're talking about just it could go get through a nuclear war, Taco Bell. you could load a refrigerator up with a, like, go into a coma, have them wake you up, and then come home and eat it.
Okay, what if you get like a hard shell taco? Because there's a lot of things. First of all, it ruins the bottom of the shell. Like, I mean,
I don't want to eat them. I won't eat hard shell tacos.
Okay, so even a soft shell taco, you've got the tomatoes and the lettuce, which you can't put in a microwave.
I don't. I don't get tomatoes. Yes, you can put the lettuce in the microwave. It's okay. And then it kind of congeals into a
goo,
like into almost a quesadilla. Because when you put it in the microwave,
it becomes a Mexamel.
Yes, exactly. Which is so much different than the other items that they have.
Sure,
they put it in the microwave for longer.
I think there's only like four ingredients at Taco Bell, and they just make everything in different ways with those same four ingredients.
There's meat, cheese, flour, and that's in beans.
Yeah, flour. And then you got lettuce, tomato, sour cream, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah, Americanized. Mexican food place has got the easiest food cost of all time.
Sure.
Like, if you go to, like, first of all, I don't like real Mexican food, like mole sauce and all that. But if you go to, like, if you own, like, an Americanized Mexican restaurant, I mean, it's got to be, your food order has got to be the easiest thing in the world. That's got to be a snap.
I just love a Taco Bell. It's like, how can we make more things with these same six ingredients? I got it.
Yeah.
Take the taco, put beans on the outside of the taco, and then put a flour tortilla over the hard shell. Double-decker taco supreme.
Yeah, I don't... It just... Stick with the basics. If it had four things on the menu, I'd be fine. All right, for some reason, Matt Lacoste, the tight end from the Your New England Patriots, wants to come on the show.
Nice. Mm. Excellent. Maybe he's a fan. It'd be good.
Cool.
Good to talk to him. It's been an interesting several months if you're a member of the New England Patriots.
So we'll talk to him and we'll find out what's going on with him and we'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.